offensive to eradicate Hamas is underway. Mr. Prime Minister, can you tell us how will you know when you have achieved your objective and how close are you to that goal?
We've set a specific target, that is to destroy Hamas's military capabilities and to destroy its governance capabilities over the 2 million people that it holds hostage in Gaza. That is something that we are achieving step by step, and I assure you we'll complete the task. If you want peace, destroy Hamas. If you want security, destroy Hamas. If you want a future for Israel, the Palestinians, the Middle East, destroy Hamas. We're absolutely intent on achieving it. And what I can tell you, Kirsten, is given the extraordinary performance of the Israeli army in the last few days, the last few weeks, we're going to achieve it. We'll do it with as few civilian casualties as we can and with maximum casualties on the Hamas terrorists, which we're achieving day by day, hour by hour. We'll complete the task. Victory.
Do you think it will take months? Will it take years? What should people be expecting?
I don't think it's going to take the time that it took the United States and the international coalition to defeat ISIS or to defeat Al-Qaeda. It took you many years. I don't think it's going to be many years. But I've set targets and not a deadline. And we're proceeding as quickly as we can, but also as carefully as we can, because we want to minimize civilian casualties and we want to minimize casualties on our side while maximizing the casualties on the of the Hamas terrorists. And we're actually achieving both. I would say the ground offensive that we began is actually reducing the amount of civilian casualties because the population, the civilian population in Gaza, is heeding our call to vacate the territories, the zone of fighting, get out of harm's way. Even though Hamas is trying to keep them in harm's way, we're succeeding in that. So the level of civilian casualties is coming down, importantly, and our military successes are coming up. That's important as well.
Let's talk about what's happening at Al-Shifa Hospital. There are reports that there's been a loss of power, which has caused the death of patients and even some infants. And I know that Israel has said Hamas is headquartered there. Even if that is the case, does that justify jeopardizing the lives of sick people and babies, Mr. Prime Minister?
No, on the contrary, we offered actually last night to give them enough fuel to operate the hospital, operate the incubators and so on, because we have obviously no battle with patients or with civilians at all. And I think every civilian death, every dead baby is a tragedy. But that tragedy should be placed squarely at the responsibility of Hamas, that is keeping its military installations inside hospitals, its command posts inside hospitals, inside schools, inside UNRWA, UN facilities, and so on. So we obviously don't want to give them immunity, but at the same time, we're sensitive to this issue. So we offered this help. They've refused it. I've offered something else. I've said, let's build field hospitals. I asked the Emirates. I asked the French president, who sent a floating hospital ship. We've asked other countries to the UN, UNRWA, and so on, build field hospitals. Let's move the patients out of these Hamas command posts in the hospitals to these safe places. So far, they've moved a few patients, not enough. I hope more will move. We're trying to deal with this as carefully as we can while not giving sanctuary to Hamas.
I just want to be very clear, though, on the fuel, because the Red Cross says it is ready to get fuel into Gaza, into these hospitals that so desperately need it, where lives depend on it. Do you have a plan to get the fuel in and to get the fuel to these hospitals?
Well, we just offered Shifa Hospital the fuel. They refused it. So they, you know, so the fuel to run the hospital. See, what happens is they want the Hamas that is hiding in the hospitals and placing itself there doesn't want the fuel for the hospitals. They don't give a hoot about the patients. They don't give a hoot about the civilians. Their spokesman said this. They said, Hamas is underground. Above ground, the civilian population, that's Israel's and the UN's responsibility. They don't care about the civilians. They don't care about the patients. But they want to get fuel that they'll take from the hospitals to their tunnels, to their war machine, the electricity they need to fire the rockets. They fire 10,000 rockets as we speak in Israel, against Israel's cities. And they continue to fight from those underground bunkers. So what we have to do is separate the two. We'll try to help those who need it in the hospitals, but not help the Hamas war machine.
Let's talk about the hostages. There are reports that there is a possible deal that would involve getting out women and children and the elderly. How close are you to reaching a deal to get more of the hostages out?
Well, Kirsten, I can say that we weren't close at all until we started the ground operation. In fact, we heard that there's an impending deal of this kind or of that kind, and then we learned that it was all hokum. It was nothing. But the minute we started the ground operation, things began to change.
So is there a potential deal, Mr. Prime Minister? Is there a potential deal?
There could be, but I think the less I say about it, the more I'll increase the chances that it materializes. And it's a result of pressure, military pressure, the extraordinary...
Hello, I'm DJ Firefly. It's time for Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. We're starting off with Glow Phase and the tune Entwine Reprise. This is from the release Soft Gems. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. Thank you.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Just before that announcement, you heard Barry Can't Swim with the title track to the recent release, When Will We Land? Right now you're listening to Children of the Bomb with the tune Feedback Returns from the new release, Not Serious. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
We believe without seeing. can we fly without wings? When we're hungry, we'll reach for the dream. When we're hot, we'll walk to the breeze. Smell the ambience, let it fill your lungs with a pure passion.
Yeah.
currently listening to Lauren Mia with the tune Ceremony from the recent release Rebirth. Before this, Zed's Dead with the tune 93 Till Now from Catching Z's. Acid Era before that with Staphia, the metal dance version from their remixed album. You can see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
The name of the fort, which Roy Bates claimed as his own, was Ross Tusk.
Thank you. Stress may feel like a constant and one that may lead to heart disease and stroke. But what if we focus on what we can control and turn those stressful minutes into our me time? Sometimes just taking a deep breath can make a difference. Or going on a short walk, maybe even taking a nap to recharge. Managing your stress means managing your health, so it's important to take back your moments. This is your me time. Own it. Learn more about reducing stress at heart.org/stress.
Just before that announcement, you heard Banca de Gaia with the tune My Little Country, Rob Bong's Ruff's Tower dub. And right now I have Principles of Geometry with Glower from the Penta EP. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Life is so crazy. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
That was JKJK with the title track to the recent release Constellations. Fixed Error before that with Busted Chops from Untold. Coming up next, I'll have Pat Locke with Love FM. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
From the heart of Bed-Stuy, from the heart of Bed-Stuy, the heart of Bed-Stuy. From the heart of Bed-Stuy, from the Bed-Stuy, the heart of Bed-Stuy, heart of Bed-Stuy.
WRCT Pittsburgh, media and full of flavor since 1949.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you the best music.
Just before that announcement, you heard Tiffany Good with the tune Do You Love Me from the 1217 EP. Right now you're hearing Ian Ellison with the tune Flying In Here from Impossibilities. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. Thank you.